Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
The Hard Shoulder, with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, as you heard in the bulletin there, family members of Joseph Pushka have been given jail terms for offences connected to the murder of Aisling Murphy in 2022. I'm joined now by News Talk's court correspondent, Frank Rainey, to discuss this. You're very welcome to the show, Frank. You might just, I suppose, remind people of the crimes here, of the convictions, and then the sentences that were handed down today.
Well, all of the charges, Ciara, arose from the Garda investigation into what happened to Aisling Murphy back in 2022. As we all know by now, she was stabbed to death by Joseph Pushka as she walked along the banks of the Grand Canal in Tullamore. Pushka fled the scene, leaving her to die. A major manhunt got underway, and 2 days later, the investigation led Garda to the home of Joseph Pushka in Mukla, a home he shared with his wife, Lucia Istakova, his two brothers, Marek and Lubomir, and their wives, Josefina Grunzova and Viera Gatsiova. Now, between them, the three couples have 14 children, all of those also living in the house. And in their early dealings with Garda, Joseph Pushka's wife and two brothers withheld information in relation to his whereabouts and movements, as well as admissions he made to them about stabbing a girl. They also failed to reveal that he had returned home with visible injuries on the night of the murder. And Lucia Istakova also lied to Garda when she was asked if he owned a distinctive bike found near Aisling's body at the crime scene. None of them told Garda also that he had travelled to Dublin on the night of the murder. And this was, as I say, in the early stages of the investigation, as one of the prosecuting barristers put it to the jury at the outset of the trial. Information in those early stages to an incident room is like oxygen. And they were speaking to Garda on a voluntary basis, but they didn't offer that information until a later date. Three of them charged with withholding information. That's a crime that carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Lucia Istakova pleaded guilty at the 11th hour. His two brothers, Marek and Lubomir, were convicted following a trial. Their wives then, Josefina Grunzova and Viera Gatsiova, they face a different and a more serious offence. They were accused of burning the blood-soaked clothing that Joseph Pushka wore when he stabbed Aisling Murphy to death. We heard that they burnt his clothing in the fireplace in that house in Mukla, and they then disposed of the ashes down the sink. They too stood trial, also found guilty by a jury, albeit by a majority verdict. They were found guilty of assisting an offender. That is a very serious offence that carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. And they were all, we had a sentence hearing earlier this month where pleas and mitigation were put forward on behalf of each of the five defendants. And the judge then delivered her sentences today.
And tell me about, this was the factors that the judge took into consideration when deciding on the length of those sentences.
Well, she took some time to, I suppose, consider appropriate sentences. As I say, there was a sentence hearing earlier this month where each of the lawyers representing the five accused had an opportunity to deliver their pleas in mitigation. And I suppose in general terms, in any sort of a criminal case like this, the strongest argument that can be put forward on behalf of an accused person when it comes to reducing a sentence is a guilty plea. Lucia Istakova was the only one of the five who pleaded guilty, who admitted her wrongdoing. So she was the only one who could avail of a discount on that front. However, the discount that she received was limited because her plea came at a late stage. There was quite a lengthy pre-trial hearing. This would have been well before a jury was sworn in, a lot of it related to the case against Lucia Istakova. She was largely unsuccessful when it came to the arguments that she put forward as part of that pre-trial hearing. On the back of that, then, she pleaded guilty. So while she did enter a guilty plea, the judge felt it was delivered at a late stage, so she didn't get the full discount of, you know, an earlier plea. The court also heard that none of them have previous convictions. They've all complied with their bail conditions. They have all been on bail throughout proceedings until today, and they had abided by their bail conditions. They're at a low risk of reoffending. They all accept the verdicts of the jury, although there was, on that front, there was a question mark over Lucia Istakova because of a probation report that was handed into the court a few weeks ago, which suggested a lack of accountability from her. But in any event, that was offered in mitigation. The judge also told that they have children, as I say, 14 children in that house, all minors, and obviously custodial sentences for their parents would have had a knock-on effect for them. So the judge was mindful of all of that when she was considering sentences, but she also had to be mindful of the levels of culpability, the offending. She had to look at each case individually before she landed on appropriate sentences, and she did take some time to explain those to the packed courtroom today.
Just very briefly, there were victim impact statements today, Frank. A very difficult time for the family.
A very difficult time for the family, yes, especially on the back of, you know, that traumatising murder trial a number of years ago. This would have been re-traumatising for them. The victim impact statement was delivered on behalf of Ashley Murphy's father, Ray. That was read out by Detective Garda Alan Burke, and he spoke of the joy, the warmth, the promise that Ashley had brought into their lives from the day that she was born. He painted a really lovely picture of the time they spent together, her generosity, energy, commitment, her love of music, her talent, her ability to help others, and how she balanced all of the busy things in her life while also making time for her family. And he condemned those in the dock, Josef Pushka's relatives, for protecting his daughter's killer instead of doing the right thing, saying their actions prolonged the family's trauma. Amy Murphy, Ashley's sister, also delivered a victim impact statement. She did herself from the witness box, just like she did after the murder trial. And it was a very powerful statement, very emotional. She is consumed by grief, and that was very obvious in her statement today. She described the immense emotional toll of having to address the court again. She said the prospect of doing so filled her with dread, but she said it was vital that Ashley's memory and her family's voice be heard before sentencing. And at one point during her statement, she turned to those facing the dock, Kira. She condemned their actions. She said they had shown no honesty, no accountability, or remorse.
Okay, Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent. We'll leave it there.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.